The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Avoyim, we're going to be learning the halachas of brachos. We're learning the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Memches. The Kitzer introduces this Simen, Dini Brachos Al Ma'achala Mechameshes Minei Dagon. These are the halachas of brachos on foods made from Chameshes Minei Dagon, from the five types of grain. The five types of grain that one would make a bracha of Hamotzi or Mizonos are Chitin, which is wheat, Sa'arin, which is barley, Kusmin, which is spelt, Shibroshua, which is oats, and Shupan, which is rye. These chameshes minei dagon could potentially be hamotzi, or they could also be mezonos, depending on how it's made. If it's made as pas, if it's made as bread, bread is defined by the flour from those types of grain, which is made into a dough and then baked. And it's made in such a way that a person would normally eat it as the main staple of a meal. That would be bread, and it would be hamotzi, and a person would make benching, who would make the four brachos of benching after it. We'll be learning the halachas today of pas l'babakisnin. Pas l'babakisnin means the type of a bread which is not so much the main staple of a meal, but more the like a dessert type of a food. The definition of pas l'babakisnin, according to one opinion, according to Rashi in Brachos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, it means pas l'babakisnin, a bread that was eaten with kisnin. Kisnin, according to Rashi, means kolayos. It was like a parched type of a grain. And pas l'babakisnin means the bread served with these kolayos, this parched wheat that was served as a dessert by a meal. So loosely, pas l'babakisnin means the bread served at the dessert of a meal. We're going to be learning the Kitzer, the first four halachos, Simen Memches. Let's see the Kitzer in halacha Aleph. Lechem shu mechameshes minei dagon. If you have a bread which is from one of these five types of grain, ele shu pas haba bekisnin. But this bread is pas haba bekisnin, loosely more like a dessert type of a bread. We'll see a more precise definition soon. What exactly constitutes pas haba bekisnin? If he eats from that pas l'babakisnin, less than the shir kviya suda. Shir kviya suda means the amount of food that had it been bread, that would be the amount of bread one would eat at a meal. So if he eats from the pas l'babakisnin, less than the amount that were it bread, that would constitute a full meal. So if he is eating the amount of pas l'babakisnin, which is less than were it bread, that would constitute a full meal. So therefore, he's eating less than that amount. He's eating like a snack. He does not have to wash his hands for this pas l'babakisnin because he's not eating it like regular bread. We do not make the bracha of hamotzi. We do not make the bracha of hamotzi if the pas l'babakisnin is eaten less than the shir kviya suda, less than the amount that one eats at a meal. The bracha he makes on this pas l'babakisnin would be a bori minei mizonos, and afterwards he makes the bracha of alamechia. Alamechia is one bracha that contains elements of the brachas of birkas hamazon, but the alamechia is called a bracha achas mein sholosh, one bracha which contains elements of the first three brachas of benching. So if he's eating pas l'babakisnin less the amount than the amount one eats, the amount of bread one eats at a meal, he would make a mezonos and an alamechia. The Kitzer continues, avalam olcha mimeno shir kiviya suda, but if one ate the amount of pas l'babakisnin that were it bread, it would constitute a full meal. He's eating so much pas l'babakisnin that he's treating it like bread to use it like a full meal. Azaydino kelechem gomer. Then the pas l'babakisnin has a halacha, has a din like bread. It's fully like bread if one eats the amount of pas l'babakisnin that would constitute a full meal. Tzaruch netilas yadayim. He has to wash his hands. We make the bracha of hamotzi before eating the pasuk of b'kisnin. Ula achar of birkas hamazon, and after the pasuk of b'kisnin, we make a birkas hamazon. We make the benching after the pasuk of b'kisnin. So the chilek that the kitzur is making over here is that if the pasuk of b'kisnin is eaten in place of a meal, there's so much he's eating it like a meal, he would make hamotzi and he would bench on it. And before he eats, he'd have to wash his hands. If he's eating less than that amount, then he would make a mezonos, and afterwards he would make the bracha of ala mechia. Let's see halacha beis. Now he's going to define a little bit more what is pasuk b'kisnin. Mahu pasuk b'kisnin. What is the definition of pasuk b'kisnin? Yesh omrim shu pasha nasa kimin kisim. There are those that say that pasuk b'kisnin is bread that is made like packets. That the food put inside is put in like a filling inside the bread, like the bread is a packet holding a filling. Memula beperos, it's full of fruit. O bebasar, or it's full of meat. O begvino, it's full of cheese. Vikiyotzivor, or something similar to that. Some filling, fruit, meat, cheese. Also vegetables could be added to this list. And also if it's made like a pie, something that has dough and it has fruit on top of it, that would also be pasuk b'kisnin. So according to this definition of pasuk b'kisnin means bread that has a filling. Something like a packet that the inside of the bread is full of a filling. In terms of what the kitzur says over here, the kitzur is saying that if the bread is full of meat or cheese, it would still be pasuk b'kisnin. And if he ate less than the amount that one eats at a meal, the bracha would be mezonos. And when we make afterward the pasuk b'kisnin and ala mechia. There are those that argue with this halacha in the kitzur. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah go with this opinion. The Magen Avraham differentiates that if the filling is something which is used like a dessert, fruit, almonds, not something which is used as a snack, then the bracha would be mizonos and ala mechia. But if the filling is something which is used at a meal, let's say meat, potatoes, cheese, vegetables, the types of food which are used as parts of a meal, there are those poskim, those authorities that hold that would become like actual bread. And the bracha always would be hamotzi, even if it has a filling, if that filling is something which is eaten at a meal. Meat, cheese, potatoes, things similar to that. So this is a discussion in the poskim and in the halachic authorities, if the filling is something which is used at a meal, would the halacha be that it's like bread, it would be hamotzi, or is the halacha that still, since it has a filling, it would still be mezonos? But for sure, if the filling is something which is used as a dessert, fruit or nuts, something which is used like a dessert, the halacha would be that it's a mezonos and an ala mechia if he eats less than a shir kiviyasuda, less than the amount of bread that a person eats to constitute a full meal. The kitzur continues. V'gish omrim shu pasha nidlish b'shemen. There are those that say that pasuk b'kisnin is bread that was kneaded with oil, o b'shuman, or with fat, with shmaltz, o b'dvash, or with honey, o b'chalav, was kneaded with milk, o b'beitzim, was kneaded with eggs, o b'sharmei peros, or some other type of a fruit juice. Even if one were to mix in also water, but if the water is the minority and the majority is these other foods, oil, honey, fruit juices, things that give it a sweet taste, that would become pas habavakisnin. In terms of how much fruit juice or sweetener person has to mix in to become pasuk b'kisnin, we do find a machlokas in the poskim, in the authorities. And the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo is of the opinion that as long as one added enough fruit juice that it was nicker, it was distinguishable in the dough, that would become pasuk b'kisnin, and that would become a mezonos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Cairo in the Shulchan Aruch, if one mixed eggs or sugar or fruit juice something into a dough to give it a taste like it's sweetened, it would become a mizonos. As long as one didn't eat, a shir could be a suda. As long as he ate less than the amount one eats at a meal. So according to the Rabbi Yosef Kairo, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if one would take let's say an egg challah or something which is sweetened, according to the Shulchan Aruch, would it actually be a mizonos unless one ate a shir could be a suda, the amount one eats at a meal. We know that the Ashkenazim do not follow that practice, and the Ramah is. Cholik, the Ramah disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Kairo, with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, I'll read a little bit in the Ramah, the Yish Omrim Shezeh Nikra Paskal. There are those that say if the sweetener is just Nikra, just distinguishable, but it doesn't give a very strong taste, it's still bread. It's like any other bread, which is always Hamotzi. Elam Kein, Yish Behem Harbe Tavon O Devash. Unless there's so much spices or honey, Kmini Mesika Shekor Lekech, like the sweet cakes that are called in Yiddish lekech, shekimat hadvash v'tavlin hin ikur. It has to be that in order to be called pas habavikistanin, it has to be there's so much honey or so much of the spices that's the main taste. And according to the Ramah, if one would just add a little bit of fruit juice or sugar or eggs into a dough, it would still retain its bracha of hamotzi. So that's a discussion among the poskim, among the authorities, how much of this sweetener has to be added. According to the Mechaber, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even a little bit that gives it a taste of a sweetened dough would be mizonos. According to the Ramah, it has to be so much of an added sweetener that's the main taste in it, something like a cake, where the main taste comes from the sugar, the eggs, the other sweeteners into the dough. The Kitzur continues. We say that the halacha is like both opinions to be makel. Whether the dough had packets of a filling, whether the dough was sweetened, either one would become a mizonos. We treat each type of a dough, either of these cases would be pas habavikistin. Whether the dough had a filling, whether the dough had a sweetener, either one would be pass above the kiss, and therefore its bracha would be a mizonos in Alam Mechia, unless one ate a shir kevi yisuda, unless he ate so much that it would constitute a full meal. There is another opinion about pass above the kiss. We know that foods that are made like crackers or pretzels are also pass above the kiss, and if one eats less than a shir kevi yisuda, less than the amount that constitutes a meal, it would be a mizonos. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Sif Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm reading a little bit from the Lashon, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, V'yesh mefarshim, that those that explain shehu pas, that it's a type of a bread, bein mitubelis, bein she'inim mitubelis, whether it's spiced or whether it's not spiced, she'osen osen ka'avim yevashim, they make them like dry biscuits, pekosin osem. They eat a little bit of it, something which is hard and brittle. A cracker, or a pretzel, something like that, would also be considered a form of pasav abakistin. So therefore, there's a third form of a pasav abakistin. Again, the two forms of pasav abakistin, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentioned over here, is either if it has like a packet of a filling or it has a sweetener in the dough. A third opinion would be if it has the properties of something which is like a cracker or a pretzel. It's a hard, brittle type of a food that would also be considered pas above a kisnin. So let's see the kitzur in Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel is going to define how much is called kviyas suda. How much does a person have to eat that if he ate so much of it would be considered that he ate a meal and he would have to make a hamotzi. The kitzur says shir kviyas suda la b'didei misha'arinan. The amount that's considered to be a meal, we do not look at the individual. The question over here is, do we look at the person, or do we look at the general population, how much they consider to be a meal? The Kitzur says, we do not look at the individual, how much he himself considers to be a meal. Ela barov b'nei adam. We look at most people, the average person, how much does he eat that he considers that to be a full meal? Kimashi regilan lechol besudas tzarayim, like is normal to eat at a lunch meal, a meal in the middle of the day, a besudas erev, or the meal at the end of the day, like a supper, lisboa, to be full, to be satiated. If one ate the amount of pasav abekisnin, that if he was eating lunch or supper, that would constitute a full meal, then he would actually make a hamotzi on the pasav abekisnin. Imhu ochel kashir zeh, if he eats that amount, that most people would consider that to be a full meal. Afal pi she'eno saveya, even though this individual is not satisfied, this individual has a very big appetite, and he ate the amount that other people would consider to be a meal, and he's still not satisfied. Still, the halacha is, if a regular person would consider that to be a meal, the kitzur says, mikol makom dino kelechem gomer. Still, the halacha is that it's treated like bread. If one ate the amount of pasav abekisnin that would be considered a meal by your average person, that has a halacha like bread. The kitzur continues, v'yom ochel pas zeh im liftan, if he eats this bread with liftan, with like a spread, so he's eating other things on top of the pas above the kisnin, misharin gamkin acherim, v'mayu ochlin oso, so we try to establish the amount that by other people, v'mayu ochlin oso, had they, if they were to eat this pasav abekisnin beliftan, if they were to eat this pasav abekisnin with a spread, hayu sveyim, meaning they would be satisfied. If other people would eat other foods on this pasav abekisnin, and together with these other foods, let's say he's eating a cracker, and he puts a spread on it, he puts tuna fish, he puts egg salad, if one were to eat the cracker, for example, with the egg salad, and consider that a full meal, even though the cracker is not enough to be considered a full meal, but if he's eating it with a spread on top of it, again, tuna fish, egg salad, chopped liver, things on top of the cracker, if he would be satisfied that would be a full meal, then he would actually treat it like bread and make a hamotzi, and he would bench on that pasav abekisnin. The kitzur continues, v'yom ochel v'lo liftan, shir katan, if he eats without a spread, without some additional food, a smaller amount, and this person is satisfied, other people, had they eaten the amount that this person ate, they would not be satisfied. But had they eaten the pasav abekisnin with this spread, they would be satisfied. Havalei gamkein din lechem, that would also be considered to be bread. Let's explain what the kitzur is saying over here. Let's go back to that example. Let's say the person is eating crackers with tuna fish. This person ate crackers. He didn't eat the tuna fish. But if he ate enough crackers that other people, had they eaten this amount of crackers with the tuna, they would consider it to be a full meal. And this person has a small appetite. This person was full even without eating the tuna fish. But if he ate enough crackers, that had another person who has a regular person who has a bigger appetite than this individual, if he'd eat crackers with the tuna, he would consider that to be a full meal. So this person also, we can consider him to have had a full meal, and therefore he would make a hamotzi in birkas hamazon. The idea that the kitzur is saying over here is that if the individual considers this to be a meal, we would consider that he had a full meal as long as he had enough of the pasav abekisnin that other people would consider a full meal with the spreads that they eat on the pasav abekisnin. So if he ate a good amount of crackers that other people with tuna would consider a full meal, and he has a smaller appetite, and even without the tuna he considers that to be a meal, he treats it like bread, and that would be considered bread for him. That would be considered actual pasav gomer, like regular bread, to make a hamotzi and a birkas hamazon. There's an important machlokas, important discrepancy in the halachic authorities about how we view foods that are not eaten actually on the food. Let's say, for example, a person would have, cake, and you would have other foods together with the cake, but not actually on top of the cake. Let's say he eats cake, and he has a bowl of soup, and he has a salad. He has some other foods at the same sitting with that cake, for example, but it's not actually on the cake. Is that considered that the salad or the soup that he ate with the cake, would that be considered that he had a full meal to be considered pas, to be considered bread? The opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe says this in his Shuvas, in his responsa, that if one ate pas above a kisnin, one of these types of, so to speak, bread, he ate cake, or he ate pie, or he ate crackers, something with other foods, let's say soup or salad, something like that. If he ate enough that he's full, and regular people can consider that to be a meal, that would actually be considered like pas, that would be considered like actual bread, and you would have to wash, according to the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. There are those that argue. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagreed with this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was of the opinion that he has to actually eat these other foods on the pas of a kisnin. So, for example, he had the cracker with the tuna fish on top of it, or the egg salad on top of it. But if he eats it as a side dish, let's say soup or salad, something as a side dish, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was of the opinion that that would not be considered as part of his meal. We only consider these other foods if he actually eats it literally on top of the food, the pas of a kisnin that he's eating. So that's an interesting discussion in the post, in the halachic authorities, about how we view other foods eaten as side dishes. Are they mitztarif? Are they combined with the pasav of a kisnin? Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that they would count. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is of the opinion they would not count until they're actually eaten on top of the pasav of a kisnin. Let's see halacha dalid. Imitchila haya bedato lechol rak ma'at. If originally the person was planning to only eat a little bit, let's say he's planning on eating the amount that would be, let's say, half a meal. He was planning on eating half of the shir kivisuda, half of the amount the person eats at a meal. Ubirech bori minei mizonos. He made the bracha of bori minei mizonos. He wasn't planning on eating a full meal of pas above the kisnin. V'yachakach nimlach le'achol shir kivisuda. And then he changed his mind. He decided he's going to eat Ashir Kibi Yisuda. He's going to eat the amount that constitutes a full meal. So he was planning on eating a half a meal. He ended up eating a full meal. Im bazeshu rotze lechol od, im bo shir kibi yisuda. If the amount that he's planning on eating now does not have a shir kibi yisuda, does not have the amount of a full meal, ela betzir of masha achal kodem, if what he's planning on eating now, the new amount that he decided that he changed his mind and he's going to eat more, if that new amount is not a full meal unless he combines with what he ate previously, ochol kach, he continues to eat, umavarech achar kach birkas hamazon, he makes a bracha at the end, he makes a birkas hamazon at the end. Let's explain what the kitzur is saying over here. A person was planning on eating less than a full meal. He was planning on eating the equivalent of half a meal of pasav of a kisnin. And so he made a mazonos. Now he changes his mind. He wants to eat more. And that, if you look at everything that he ended up eating, he ate the equivalent of a full meal. So we're saying over here, if the new amount, let's say the old amount was half a meal, and the new amount was also half a meal, since the new amount, the amount that he changed his mind about and ate more than he previously was intending on eating, since it's not a meal of its own, it's not a full meal of it on its own right, the new amount, he did not make a hamotzi on the new amount. Originally, he made a mazonos on half a meal. Now he ate another half of a meal. So the halacha is, he does not make a hamotzi since the amount that he's eating, the new amount that he's planning on eating, is not a full meal. The kitzur continues. Avo im bazesh shirotze lechol od yesh bo shir kvi yisuda. But if the amount that he's going to eat now, the new amount that he changed his mind to eat, has a shir kvi yisuda, it has the amount of a full meal. So let's say the person originally planned on eating half of the amount of a meal. Now he decided to eat more. He's going to eat now a full meal in addition to the half meal that he ate. So he eats the equivalent of 1.5 meals. So now, after he ate that half a meal, he's going to eat now the equivalent of a full meal now. So what's the halacha? The kitzur says, tzarech litol yadav, he must wash his hands. Levarech birkas hamotzi, he has to make a bracha of hamotzi, amashu rotzeh lechol. And what he's planning on eating, he has to make a hamotzi. What the kitzur is saying over here is if the person plans on now eating a full meal of pasav abakistan, he needs to make the bracha of hamotzi on the future amount that he's going to be eating. The kitzur continues, av birkas ala mechia, ein sarach levarech al masha achal, but the bracha of al hamechia is not necessary to make on what he ate previously. In this case, where the person ate, let's say, half a meal, then he ate afterwards a full meal, so he'll make a hamotzi on the full meal of pasav because now he's eating, but it's not necessary to make the bracha al hamechia, to make the bracha of al hamechia on after he that the half meal that he ate originally. It's not necessary to make a bracha achrona before he makes the hamotzi on the future amount he's going to eat. The fisha gets tarif imasha yochal, because the amount that he originally ate will combine with the amount that he's eating now. The half meal that he ate will combine with the full meal that he's eating now. V'yivta bebirkas hamazon, both that original half meal that he ate and the full meal that he's eating now will combine that he could be poter, he could exempt it with the birkas hamazon, with the benching that he makes at the end of the meal. So the kitzur is saying like this. Let's say the person had half a meal, and he changed his mind, had another half of a meal. He would not make a hamotzi on the second half of a meal that he ate, since he's not planning on having an entire full meal in the new amount. But if he originally ate half of a meal, and then planned to eat another full meal, he would make a hamotzi when he eats that second shift, so to speak, that second amount, which is a full meal, since in the amount he's eating now, and he's planning on eating, he's eating a full shir kviya sudra, a full meal of pasav bekisn, he would make a hamotzi on what he's planning on eating. In the first case, where he ate a half of a meal of pasav bekisn, then he ate another half of a meal, he does not make a hamotzi, the kitzur said. What would be, would he have to make a new bracha of mizonos? The Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, he would have to make a new mizonos. Because what happened? He ate half of a meal of pasav bekisn. Now, he clearly wasn't planning on eating more, because had he planned on eating a full meal, he would originally have made a hamotzi. The fact that he made a mizonos shows us he was only planning on eating half of a meal. Now that he eats another half of a meal, even though he doesn't have to make the bracha of hamotzi, he would have to make the bracha of mizonos, because he wasn't planning on eating more originally. He would have to make a new mizonos on the second shift of what he's eating. So the halacha that the kitzur is saying over here, the way that the Mishnah Berurah explains it, is that if he ate a half of a meal, then another half of a meal, he would make the second shift, so to speak, he would make a mizonos, and make a birkas hamazon on both of the portions that he ate. But if he ate a half of a meal, and then a full meal, so he originally made a mizonos on the half meal. On the full meal that he's eating, he would make a hamotzi and then make one birkas hamazon at the end of the entire suda, the entire meal that he ate. So these are the halachas of pasav bekisnin. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see more about other forms of mizonos. I just wanted to mention one other opinion about the amount of pasav bekisnin that's considered to be a meal. The kitzur is of the opinion that the amount of pasav bekisnin that has to be eaten to be considered a meal is if it was eaten in lieu of one of the main meals of the day instead of lunch or supper. The Mishnah Berurah mentions an opinion, if one had the amount of pasav bekisnin, which is a certain fixed amount, the amount of dalad bayim, the size of the volume of 4 average-sized eggs, that amount of pasav bekisnin is considered to be a meal for the sake of making a hamotzi. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that once you try to avoid eating the amount of pasav bekisnin, that which is the amount of dalad bayim, 4 eggs. This opinion is mentioned. The kitzur does not seem to establish the halacha like it, but one who wants to be machmer, to be stringent, can try to avoid the amount of pasuk of a kisnin, which is the size of 4 eggs.